Stand by. Action.
I hope that America can become great again with even more rights for women, like they can play baseball.
I wonder why the flowers bloom, the bombs go off, and why we people do things to hurt each other. Be in peace like the birds and the bees when the flowers bloom at dawn.
I dream of a world where people do not judge others by who they are. I dream of a world where peace and uniqueness are in the hearts of everyone equally. I dream of a world without hunger and violence and pollution. But mostly, I dream of a world of equality.
I remember a time without worry, when I trusted people, when I didn't constantly think about the what-ifs, and when I knew everything would be okay.
I'm looking forward to finding the cure to cancer. I hope we can find something to help damaged souls around the world so that they may have a normal life.
I'm happy about my friends and family.
I wish I understood.
I'm afraid of spiders.
Now our group in Salisbury, Maryland has written a group sonnet. So we're going to have one person read the sonnet and then everyone in the group is going to read it at once. This is called Hörspiel and it's a famous way that poetry was recorded in Germany in the 1920s.
I saw a star in a black sky. I believe it is very far. It's almost as if I could fly. I want to go there. We will never be scared. We can go if we dare. We're all prepared. It is so bright for my small eyes. It's almost like being in flight. We are not telling lies. Now it's dawn, and that star is gone.
I saw a star in a black sky. I believe it is very far. It is almost as if I could fly. I want to go there. We will never be scared. We can go if we dare. We are all prepared. It is so bright for my small eyes. It's almost like being in flight. We are not telling lies. Now it's dawn and that star is gone.
Thank you. We are in All Salisbury with our teenage workshop. And one of the things we did was to take 10 words that had nothing to do with each other and see what happened if we put them together. And so Stella's going to read the 10 words.
Snow, red, blood, horse, witch, fence, glass, shoe, love.
And this is what some of our poets did with, and this is what some of our poets did with those words.
My name is Abby, and this is my story. The snow witch had a horse. He died from glass shards in his throat. She got the red blood on her shoes and hung them on her fence to dry. Some people thought she murdered someone because of the bloody glass. She was charged with murder. The Snow Witch was pleaded innocent when they found out an elf threw glass at the stallion and killed him. She really loved the horse, so she murdered the elf. The end.
Hi, my name is Lily. It was a cold winter's day, and the witch could see her shallow breath. She watched as the snow turned red with her blood. She had lost one of her shoes, and in her foot was broken glass. Desperate, she hopped over a fence and stole a horse from a pen. The people who had done this to her were completely devoid of love and emotion. She was on the run.
Blood red snow, high fence, horse snorts, paws ground, nervously sniffs shoe half buried by snow. Soft groans, getting fainter, bones snapped, fragile as glass, someone's love lost.
These were the 10 words we used. Snow, red, blood, horse, witch, fence, glass, shoe, love.
This has been the first of our all-state Teenage Workshop, The Voices of Young People. And some of our teens have never tried to express themselves before. And today they learn that they do not have to talk always with their head. Sometimes they can do things from their heart. Sometimes they can do crazy things, because language is like tools in a toolbox. We can do whatever we want. So it's been a marvelous premiere for a Poet Laureate Workshop in Salisbury, Maryland. I'm Grace Cavalieri, Poet Laureate of Maryland.
Good. The Poet Laureate Teen Workshop is made possible by the Fund for the Future of Children.